Noble.
KN4 TFW. You going to play tennis?
I've got to be about half crazy because it is really cold out here, but to me it is anyway.
Yeah, well, at least maybe you won't get too hot.
I've got on several layers, so I think I'll be fine. I just don't particularly like the cold anymore, and my face will be cold. That's about the only thing that'll be cold.
And that, it makes my bones get cold, and then it takes a while to get heated back up again. And then I'm sitting here with a sweatshirt on, and the FedEx girl came to pick up in shorts and a T-shirt.
Some of the guys, they'll come and play tennis in shorts and a sweatshirt. It's crazy.
I just sit by the fire and watch a little TV, maybe drink a little coffee.
I was trying to see what this person's going to do here, turning left. We're turning on Wade Hampton across three lanes of traffic, but I tell you, they weren't going to turn unless absolutely nothing was coming for a mile away. I could have turned about three different times, and they just sat there, so I just had to be patient.
If we drive around here, it's better to be safe than sorry. It's just like, you know, and then I've seen some, it's like, man, I would have never attempted to turn in front of that car.
I'm not in a hurry, so it's not like I'm running late or anything, so, you know, it just, I don't know, it just gets on my nerves a little bit, I guess.
Where it's just ridiculously a lot of cars around here now.
I can remember the day I used to sit in my dad's lap and drive the car, and then one day, we were in a 63 Fury, and we're going to my, I lived at his mom's house, my grandmother, and we're going to see my other grandmother, my mom's mom, and I asked him if I could drive, and he got out of the bench seat, and he said, slide over, and I was 11 years old. But that was back in, let's see, well, that'd have been 64. KP4CPA, maybe that's 65.
Yeah, those days are long gone, KN4TFW.
At that time, we had to go to, It wasn't far, and we had to go to an intersection. It was called Five Points. It was where White Horse Road and Piedmont Highway intersected, and there was another road, I can't think of the name of it, that intersected there too. And there was an old store there, and anyway. And used to, a highway patrolman sat at that intersection every Saturday. This was a Saturday. He said, when we topped the hill there, on Grove Road, we could see all the way to the intersection. He said, we topped the hill, and he's sitting there. He said, pull over, and we'll switch places.
And that driver's guy just made a left-hand turn off of Wade Hampton, or right-hand turn from the left lane.
Yeah, all the time. There's a some lady, she's done it to me twice. We turn left off of Wade Hampton onto Rupford Road, and she'll stay in the inside lane, come to a dead stop, and then with no signal or anything, and then she'll turn right into the parking lot there at Hardee's, and so she almost hit me the first time because I started to go around her, and then she started rolling again, and I saw she was turning from the left lane, so I had to slam on her brakes. But and the second time, I knew what she was going to do.
You pick a different time to travel. You need to be a minute or two later or earlier. What do you think?
Again, I'm going to notice the time because, I don't like to be around people like that. But, you know, I tell you, I worked on cars, and you'd be amazed the condition that people drive around, the condition their cars are in. I mean, I'm talking about bald tires down to the steel where you can see sparks coming from the tires at night, and brakes worn out to the right at the metal, and just stuff like that, and they wouldn't get any of it fixed.
Is that if it ain't broke, don't fix it, in my attitude?
Work for a dealership, so I guess they figure they could save a couple of bucks and go somewhere else. And they might, I guarantee, if it was a Mazda, I knew it better than anybody else because we were the only Mazda dealership. And I had one lady come in, her timing chain was so loose, I told Jeff, that I said, I'm going to push it out in the parking lot, and she could just get in it. I said, I'm not going to start it back up, because I said, I'm not going to take the chance of this thing jumping time on me, and then she's going to blame it on us. And 2 weeks later, that vehicle was towed in, and I bet you can guess what happened.
It wasn't just a chain, it was some valves too, right?
Yep. It was, I mean, you may not believe this, but it was a CX-7 when it first came out. It had a four-cylinder with a turbo, and there were no keyways on any of the shafts, not the crank or either one of the cams, and it had variable valve timing, so it had a what we call a VVT actuator on one of the cam on the intake cam, and and they used just a little looked like a bicycle chain for a timing chain on this thing. And I just couldn't believe it. I just sat there and scratched my head. No, the no keyway thing just blew my mind. I mean, that much power, that thing would absolutely fly. And that much power and no keyways on the shafts, it just blew my mind.
Tapered shafts?
They just bolted them on. He just bolted the harmonic balancer and both the cam and the special tool that aligned the cams, and so you had to take the fuel pump off, which held 1,800 pounds PSI fuel pressure, and slide this special tool in there to keep the cams in time, and then you put your timing chain on and release the new tensioner, and then you could tighten up the two cams, and you had to hold the cam with a wrench, because if you didn't, you'd break off one of the ears on the end of the cam where the special tool was. So the cam actually had places where you could put a wrench, and so you held it and just, you just tightened it down as tight as you could get it.
And it lasted long enough for the timing chain to go bad.
And that was the first thing I did, was that you could take the oil cap off, and I could take my little finger and stick it in the in that opening, and you could touch the timing chain, and if it had any play in it, you could actually lift it up and wiggle it around, and a lot of them were just, I mean, just flopping. It was unreal. And I think this was a recall, so I think Mazda paid for it, and so I did a bunch of them, and it was just a couple of years. I think the first 2 years it came out, and then they changed whatever was wrong. I don't know what they did to the VVT. It would come apart. You'd find pieces of it in the oil pan.
I need to stay away from a Mazda.
Now, this 2 years, let's see, what was it? Oh, golly, I can't remember. 2006 and 2007, I think. And after that, they got the problem solved, but Mazda really makes a good product. I never put an engine in a Mazda. I think I had to replace one transmission, but that was under warranty. It was leaking. And other than that, that's the only drivetrain work I ever had to do to one. They really, the engine transmissions really held together well. They make a good product.
The manufacturer, I don't think I've ever owned a Mazda. I've owned a lot of different other ones, but never one of those.
A buddy of mine, when I worked at Fairway Ford years ago, back in the middle, late 80s, he had two RX-7s, and he let me drive one of them. I tell you, I just love that car. And of course, the RX-8s, I drove some of them when I was working on them. And boy, those things just, you can just wind them up, you know, at about $9,000, and they just, you know, I mean, they're just screaming. It's an amazing engine. But they're not using it in anything right now. Well, listen, I got to run. I'm pulling into the sports club here and find me a place to park, which isn't going to be much of a problem. I think it's too cold. I think most of the people that are inside are probably, most people that are here are inside doing something, working out or something. But anyway, wish me luck, and I'll talk to you later. KB4CBI, I'll be clear after yours.
All right, 73, Dave, you have a good one, and glad you made it there safe, and I hope you have an awesome game, and I look forward to talking to you another time, KN4TFW.